May 16, 1919 Effects of the Acts Done in the Divine Will. The sun is an image of these acts. I was thinking, how can it be that one single act done in the divine will multiplies into so many as to do good to all? In that moment my sweet Jesus moved in my interior, and with the light which he sent to my mind, told me, my daughter, you will find an image of this in the sun. One is the sun, one the heat, one the light. Yet, this sun multiplies in everyone, giving its light and its heat to each one, according to the various circumstances. For man, it is the light of every eye, of every action, of every step. And if the creature varies the action or the path, the light follows her, though one is the sun. The sun multiplies itself in all nature, giving its different effects to each thing. At its rising, it embellishes all of nature, and its light, multiplying itself in the night frost, forms the dew, laying upon all the plants a silver mantle, which gives so much prominence and beauty to all of nature as to astonish and enchant the human gaze. So much so, that man, with all his industriousness, is incapable of forming one single drop of dew. Continue on, to the flowers it gives color and fragrance, and not one color only, but to each one its own distinct color and fragrance. With its light and heat, it gives sweetness and maturation to the fruits, and a different sweetness to each fruit. It fecundates and makes other plants grow, although one is the sun. Therefore, all of nature receives life from the sun, and each thing has its own distinct effect, which befits it. Now, if the sun can do this because it is up high, and becomes the life of the entire creation which lives down below, though the sun is one, much more so for the acts done in my will, because the soul ascends in me and operates in the height of my will. More than sun, they place themselves as guards of all creatures in order to give them life. Although the act is one, it darts over all creatures like the sun, and it embellishes some, fecundates others with grace, melts the coldness of some, softens the hearts of others, casts away the darkness for some, purifies and burns others, giving to each one the different effects which are needed, according to the greater or minor dispositions of each one. This happens also with the sun that shines on your horizon. If the ground is sterile, the sun gives little growth to the plants. If the seed of the flower is not there, with all its light and heat, the sun does not make it sprout. If man does not start himself to operate, the sun makes him earn nothing. Therefore, the sun produces the goods in the creation according to the fecundity of the lands and to the attitude of man. In the same way, although these acts in my will run for the good of all, they act according to the dispositions of each one, and to the attitude of the soul who lives in my volition. So, each additional act done in my will is one more sun that shines upon all creatures. Afterwards, I tried to fuse myself in my Jesus, in his will, multiplying my thoughts in his, in order to repair and substitute for all created intelligences, past, present and future. And from the heart, I said to my Jesus, how I wish to give you, with my mind, all the glory, the honor, the reparation for the whole human family, even for the lost souls, who did not give them to you with their own intelligence. And he, pleased, kissed me on my forehead, telling me, and I seal with my kiss all of your thoughts with mine, so that I may always find in you all created minds, and receive continuous glory, honor and reparation in their name.